Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about Pentecost. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit came to the apostles in the upper room. So we know that Jesus has died and he's risen, gone back to the Father, and then he sends the Holy Spirit. But all the apostles are in the upper room and they're scared.
Because they don't
fully understand.
They don't know
all
the next steps. Yeah, who would understand? We even find it difficult to understand. And we're reading what's occurred in the Bible and the scripture and, you know, the rest of the story or a lot of the story. But when you're looking at your own life, you just go, where does that fit in?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, they had Jesus with them and then he's gone. Even though he told them what he was doing, he prepared them beforehand. How many times have you felt like, looking back, oh, that's right, someone did say something about that, didn't they?
That's true. But and you then you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you still don't get it?
Get it, yeah. And so the Holy Spirit comes and comes upon them and empowers them to, yes, speak in other languages, but really to witness to who Jesus was.
And be more than they themselves can be. And that's what, but that's what's so beautiful about it. Because it's not just, God's then going to every now and again zap you. No, God has invited us, right from the beginning of creation, has invited us into his blessed life. And he's showing us how when he is in our blessed life with the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus living inside of us, God the Father always with us, that you live greater than yourself because you're part of the divine life God's inviting you to. And he does. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven. You can have it here on earth.
Yeah, it makes me think it's really about the kingdom here on earth.
It is.
It's about, having God's kingdom right now.
Yes.
As we're living out our everyday life.
Yes.
Yeah. I was reading a bit about the different gifts that we're given in baptism and how much they're really for us to right now live out our everyday, because the gifts that they're given are ones that help us with our normal everyday decisions.
Yes.
But how much we don't either think about them or rely on them.
Well sometimes, we don't even recognize there's a gift there or an ability, you know.
Yeah.
To be kinder, to be persevering. We think sometimes we have to grit our teeth and do it ourselves.
And bear it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, bear the tragedy or the, bad news or the wrong situation or circumstance you're in. But that's not the way God planned it, and it's not the way to be.
So I've written down here, when we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can expect something to happen. In the same way that, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and all of a sudden they spoke a different language. When we have the Holy Spirit living in us, well, we can expect things beyond maybe our explanation, our understanding, because the Holy Spirit acts and works and moves.
Yes.
Yeah. And so therefore to have that expectant faith, then the next step is to be okay, God, what are you going to do here?
Yeah. How exciting to wake up in, in the morning and go, wonder what God's going to do today.
Holy Spirit,
do we think like that?
Not every day.
No.
No.
But we should.
And then I've got my next point was the Holy Spirit guides us and directs us. Sometimes I think, some of the ways that Jesus asks us to live, turn the other cheek, ways that you're but I don't want to do that. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us.
Prompts
once again,
us.
Gives us the power and then prompts us to live in the truth.
Okay, it's still our choice, but it makes the choice so much easier when he's prompting, guiding, showing, sometimes he's standing in front of us going, this way, do it this way. And we either ignore it, don't see his presence or feel his presence or see what he's saying to us until later we can go, oh, sorry, didn't see it.
Yeah. Because I've just written in my notes here, like I wrote down that the paraclete, which is another word for Holy Spirit, means the one who comes to our aid. And then I've just written down he's by our side to support us in our journey. Like that's why the Holy Spirit's there.
But when you have that knowledge, instead of going, oh, God, would you just maybe consider me, just think of me. No, you go, Holy Spirit, your name means paraclete, helper, you know, there in time of need. Well, I'm calling upon you right now because I have these needs. And even if my needs have wrong intentions sometimes or I'm not thinking more godlike or, you know, what you want for my life, I'm giving you these needs and I'm asking you to come. And he never says no.
No. Yep.
It says in Scripture, for those who ask the Father for the Spirit, he will send the Spirit. He never says no. He might say no to the need that you're wanting because of your attitude towards it or wrong intention or whatever, but he never says, no, I won't send you the Holy Spirit.
Yep. Kind of makes feel good that, like, therefore he's with us always. Like, as soon as we ask, he's there.
Yeah. And giving us to actually what we do need. Not maybe the crutch we think we need. He might just give us a whole full leg, you know.
And then the Holy Spirit sanctifies us and makes us holy. Because I was doing some reading and I read that, this is from John Paul II. He said this, or he wrote this, having accomplished the work that the Father had entrusted to the Son on earth, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was sent to sanctify the church forever so that believers might have access to the Father through Christ in our one spirit. So the Holy Spirit was sent to us, and us, we are the church, to make us holy because it helps us to live the life that God wants us to live.
Yeah, and he's done it forever for us. We'll do it forever. We're the hard nuts to crack in that we don't see it, hear it, develop it, acknowledge it, ask for help. But when you recognize, I don't have to do this all by myself. I don't, you know, I know what I want to attain, I want to achieve, I want to feel like I've accomplished something in my life, but I don't have to do it by myself.
You know, I shared the story how I was feeling like a bit hurt, but really I know it was the Holy Spirit that just went, no, hang on a second, let's just take a step back and really change my heart. And I know that because I know what my first reaction would have been.
Or was. Yes.
And the Holy Spirit was able to change it so I didn't feel like that anymore.
Yes.
Have you had experiences in your life where the Holy Spirit has completely changed and helped you to walk in the truth, which is what it's for?
I've seen it in my marriage many times. I remember when Bruce and I would have arguments in our marriage, and I'd go away and pray and say, Lord, would you just change him? He just needs changing. And then I'd notice that my prayer would change and I'd say, Lord, would you help me accept him for who he is? And would you get him to understand what I'm sharing? So it wasn't like change him. It was like help him to understand me. Then it turned to, Lord, would you guide him, but would you change me? Would you help me to understand my husband? And would you unify us? And sometimes accept we are different because we're made differently. We are different personalities. But that can still bring unity if there's peace. Or you decide, well, you can think like that and I can think like this. Because it's sometimes there's no problem if I like blue and he likes red. You know, we can still have that, those differences, and still be unified. So I noticed a change in me because the Holy Spirit was working within me.
Yep. And that's what the Holy Spirit does, doesn't it?
He does.
He does. And that's a part of guiding us in truth, but then also making us holy by changing us.
Yeah, and as we journey more and mature more in Christ, he guides us in areas that sometimes we think We don't need help in, but he's trying to make us the holiest. What is he? What is his job? To make us holy, pure.
Mm.
And I know I'm not totally holy and pure in many areas. Mm. So, of course, he's going to then bring them up, work with them, share with me. We pray through it, you know, and I'm still on that journey.
Yep, yep. Well, I've got for the weekly challenge this week, each of us to individually ask, do I have the Holy Spirit living in my life? And for those of us who would say yes, then next step to that is, so is he in every area of your life? You know, because it might to be say in no. some.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But I hope I have an attitude that I'm saying, you are welcome here. Come, Holy Spirit.
I like that. All right. We hope that you have really enjoyed that chat today, that you have a wonderful Pentecost. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.